理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 9 Hyde's Letter. After leaving the detective, Utterson went home and wrote all the details he could remember about the death of Sir Carew. He finished writing late in the afternoon. Afterwards, the lawyer ran directly to Dr. Jekyll's home, where Poole greeted him. When Utterson asked to see the doctor, he was led through the house, out the back door, and across the yard. Utterson remembered that a surgeon had owned the house before Jekyll. The surgeon used to teach classes in his laboratory. Poole led the lawyer toward this old laboratory. Many years ago, the yard had been a garden, but now it was empty, dark, and cold. As they crossed the yard to the laboratory, Utterson realized that Jekyll had never shown him this part of his house. The laboratory was full of tables, and the tables were covered with tools and bottles of brightly colored liquids. There were open boxes all over the floor. In the back of the laboratory, there was a door that led into Jekyll's office. Poole knocked and then slowly opened the door. The office was quite large, with three dirty windows that faced out into the yard. All the furniture was quite normal, except for a tall mirror standing in one corner, the kind of mirror that one uses for dressing. The fog was still thick outside, so everything in the room was dark. All the lamps in the room were lit. There was a large fire burning in the fireplace, and Dr. Jekyll was sitting in front of it. His face was very pale, and he did not stand to meet Utterson. However, Jekyll held out a cold hand and welcomed Utterson in a thin and weak voice, as if it was painful for him to speak. Once Poole left the room, Utterson said,
"It seems that you have heard the news."
Jekyll's body shook.
"I heard people yelling in the square."
Utterson spoke in his business voice, so Jekyll would understand that his words were from his lawyer, not his friend.
"Sir Carew was one of my clients, Jekyll, and so are you. I want to ask you a question as your lawyer. You would not make the mistake of hiding Mr. Hyde, would you? Utterson, as you are my lawyer and my friend, I promise you I will never see Hyde again,"
cried Jekyll.
"I will never see that man again. I am finished with him forever. You must believe me."
Jekyll then stood up in front of Utterson and waved one of his hands towards the window in a strange way.
"Hyde is safe. He is safe and does not need or want my help. I know that man better than you do, and I know that he will never be seen again."
The lawyer listened to all that Jekyll said carefully. He was worried by Jekyll's strange behavior.
"You seem very sure of what this man will do,"
he said slowly.
"And I hope you are right. However, if he is found and there is a trial, your name will surely appear. It would be very bad for your good name." "It is all right. Yes, yes. Surely he is gone forever,"
exclaimed Jekyll.
"I cannot tell you or anyone why I am sure, but I am."
He then paused for a moment and then continued in a calmer voice.
"As my lawyer, I need your advice in one matter. I received a letter this morning, and I'm not sure if I should show it to the police."
Utterson's usually calm face suddenly became bright with interest.
"Is it a letter from Hyde?"
Jekyll nodded.
"Are you afraid that the letter may cause him to be captured?"
"No,"
Jekyll replied quickly.
"I do not care what happens to Hyde. I am only worried about my own good name. So I want to give you the letter and let you decide what to do with it. I trust you both as my friend and my lawyer to do what is best.
and I know you will act wisely."
Utterson thought about it for a moment. He was a bit surprised that Jekyll had such a selfish view of the situation, but he was also relieved. Perhaps Jekyll really was finished with Hyde.
"Let me see the letter,"
he said at last. Jekyll handed Utterson a letter written in a very strange handwriting. At the bottom it was signed Edward Hyde. It was a short letter. It said first that Jekyll had been very kind to Hyde, even though Hyde certainly did not deserve this kindness. Then it said that Dr. Jekyll did not need to worry about Hyde's safety. The letter promised that Hyde had a way to escape London that was sure to be successful. Utterson felt relieved by the letter. It was not the kind of letter that a blackmailer would send to his victim. He nodded his head and asked,
"Where is the envelope? I burned it before I realized that it might be important,"
replied Jekyll.
"However, there was no address or postmark, for it was brought to me by a messenger. Well, I will keep the letter and think about what you should do,"
said Utterson.
"Thank you, my dear friend,"
said Jekyll with a deep breath.
"I have lost all confidence in myself. From now on, I want you to make all my decisions. I have another question that you must answer,"
said the lawyer, again using his sharp voice.
"Did Hyde force you to write that will?"
The doctor became pale. Then he nodded his head sadly.
"I knew it,"
cried Utterson.
"He was planning to murder you. Your life has been in great danger." "Yes, I see now that it has been,"
replied Jekyll quietly.
"I have learned many things from this. My God, what a terrible affair this has been."
Jekyll began to cry and covered his face with his hands. After Jekyll became quiet again, Utterson put a hand on his shoulder and told him that he would take care of everything. He then left the house the same way he came in. He could have left directly through the laboratory, but he did not wish to, for it was the same door where he had stood waiting to meet Hyde for so many nights. Poole opened the front door for the lawyer, saying,
"Good afternoon, Mr. Utterson."
As he walked out, Utterson turned back to Poole and asked,
"Poole, a messenger delivered a letter here today. Tell me, can you remember what he looked like?"
Poole shook his head.
"No, sir. No special messages have come today. I always handle all the mail. Today the doctor received only a few normal business letters. There have been no messengers today. Of this I am sure."